Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rod Bolton. And now, play ball. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett strikes out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds bunts towards first. Thomas fields the ball and throws to Bolton covering. Safe. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. Reynolds moves to third. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McLemore who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Johnson scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines strikes out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Guillen. The throw from Tackett and he is out, Reynolds applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0 for 1 in the game. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. McLemore bunts in front of the plate. Lavalier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux, who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Guillen goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora bunts towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Carey pinch hits for Jeff Tackett. Paul Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Hoyle's now catching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Poole now pitching. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lavalier bunts towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lavalier for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-3 in the game. McLemore strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.